From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. It is believed by some experts that an earthquake that hit North Korea Saturday near the country's nuclear test site was likely a natural tremor and not a nuclear explosion. A South Korea Meteorological Agency spokesman told Reuters that acoustic waves from a man-made explosion should have been detected. China's earthquake administration said the quake was not a nuclear blast after saying earlier the 3.4 magnitude quake detected was a suspected explosion. China announced it will take action against North Korea to comply with the United Nations Security Council's sanctions on the North's nuclear and missile development programs. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
The Chinese Commerce Ministry said in a statement, exports of refined petroleum to Pyongyang will be limited to 2 million barrels a year, effective October 1st. It said sales of liquefied natural gas would be banned immediately. Beijing will also ban imports of textiles from North Korea immediately. China accounts for about 90% of North Korea's trade. Such cooperation is critical for Pyongyang, and the most recent sanctions highly increase pressure on the communist country to abandon development of nuclear weapons and long-range missiles. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
At the UN General Assembly Saturday, the foreign minister of North Korea responded to President Donald Trump, and a senior Indian official lashed out at Pakistan. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho's statements were some of the most anticipated. He called Mr. Trump a mentally deranged person full of megalomania who is on a suicide mission of his own, and peppered his 22-minute address with other choice words and insults. Delegates audibly applauded at the end. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Western leaders are reacting to Iran's announcement that it had successfully tested a new medium-range ballistic missile. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Saturday Iran just test-fired a ballistic missile capable of reaching Israel. They are also working with North Korea. France, another signatory to the deal, reacted in a foreign ministry statement, and Israel, frequently the target of Iran's rhetorical aggression, also weighed in, calling the test a provocation aimed at the United States, Israel, and their allies. Puerto Rico's governor met Saturday with mayors from around the U.S. island territory ravaged earlier this week by Hurricane Maria and discussed urgent needs of their communities, some of which are still threatened by a failing dam. The governor, Ricardo Rosello, said Saturday on Twitter that he saw the damage to the dam, which had been overwhelmed by floodwaters after Maria's onslaught earlier in the week. He also said that we reinforce our request that people leave the area as soon as possible. Tens of thousands of people are evacuating the river valley below the dam and the island's northwest. A suicide bomber has struck a NATO convoy in the Afghan capital, Kabul, and injuring at least three people. The Ministry of Interior described the injured as Afghan civilians, but would not say whether foreign forces suffered any casualties. The powerful earthquake that rocked Mexico Saturday killed at least two people, triggering new alarms in a country struggling to recover from two recent quakes that killed a total of about 400 people. Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto.
In addition to the temporary employment support, we are going to give to the affected persons, if they want, the work of self-construction. In addition to the economic support we're bringing there with the cards we are going to distribute.
New Mexico's disaster agency said the latest quake was an aftershock of the 8.1 quake that hit Mexico's southern coast September 7th. The president of the Kurdish regional government in northern Iraq, Masoud Barzani, says Monday's referendum on independence would not result in an immediate change, but instead would trigger talks with Baghdad about an independent future. Germany's national election Sunday is widely expected to give Chancellor Angela Merkel a historic fourth mandate, and the far-right Alternative for Germany party seats in parliament for the first time in 60 years. Merkel campaigned on her record as chancellor for the past 12 years, capitalizing on Germany's strong economic growth, balanced budget, record low unemployment, and growing international importance. Opinion polls suggest that Merkel's conservative CDU-CSU alliance has a double-digit lead over the center-left challenger. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.